Glory to Jesus. Can we pray? I want us to just pray in tongues for some minutes. Radivele gede bosh. Aramba sufrediya to shalia de gede bandus. Haragabade valiando shaprada bagadus. Impradivele gede bosh. Eregede bosunta di brandish. Arogodos ebrandish. Ivrandeli hai kabash. Arakabasu suprande shabadabai. Eleka suprande susuprande legede borogodosha. Ando supredivedi blahande shakade susuprande shai. Orogobos sofrendish ilabiatos. Eregede beredebesh. Ibranduse bradabai glahadiatosh de brandesi bradihai katosh debai. Arogodobos sofrediatosh de baragada baradai. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise, our Father. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Bless us tonight again. In Jesus' name have we prayed. Amen. Please may have your seat. Hallelujah. All right. Thank you, Jesus. I want to really appreciate my papa. Thank you so much, Papi, for this great privilege. I'm so, so grateful, sir. Thank you so much. I'm also thanking Mama Dean Absentia. She's my mama. I know she's praying for me right now. Hallelujah. I also appreciate all the pastors in the house. You're all welcome in Jesus' name. Please help me appreciate Pastor Lalo. Thank you, Pastor Lalo. Hallelujah. All right. I wasn't expecting this. But when Papi told me, I knew that the Lord has helped me already. And so we're going to enjoy this evening by God's grace. You know, it's been awesome, right? You know, I want to believe that we are taking account. I hope we are taking account of what God is doing with you in particular. Now, don't take meetings like this for granted. This should help you to go back to your closet and to build on it. Don't forget all the teachings. This is part of your journey. This is part of your reference. This should be a major reference in your life, like Papa Ayo taught us this morning. So don't take it for granted. Don't take it for granted. Keep it. Keep it so well, because you will need it in years to come. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. I really don't have a topic for this, but maybe as we go, we'll find a topic for it. All right. Psalms 110. Thank you, Jesus. All right, we're reading from verse 1 to 3. The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of your strength out of Zion, rule in the midst of your enemies. Your people shall be volunteers in the day of your power, in the beauties of holiness. From the womb of the morning, you have the dew of your youth. Now, one thing that has been striking in my heart since the conference started is this chapter, verse 3. Now, KJV says that your people shall be willing in the day of your power. Maybe that's the topic of the charge, in the day of your power. Your people shall be willing in the day of your power. Let's read it in Amplified Classic and also NIV. Just verse 3. Your people will offer themselves willingly in the day of your power. Now, I tried looking for what power really means. It also means force or strength. So your people shall be willing in the day of your strength. Now, this psalm was talking about Jesus. So the psalm was saying that Jesus' people shall be willing. They will offer themselves willingly in the day of his power. Hallelujah. Amen. In the beauty of holiness and in holy array out of the womb of the morning, to you will spring forth your young men who are as the dew. Hallelujah. NIV, please. Your troops will be willing on your day of battle, arrayed in holy splendor. Your young men will come to you like dew from the morning's womb. Hallelujah. Amen. Your people will offer themselves willing in the day of your power. When is the day of his power? When is the day of his power?
Today.
Is it tomorrow?
No.
When is the day of his power?
Today.
Today is the day of his power. Today is the day of his power. So we're not waiting for another day. It's right here, right now. So we're in the day of his power. We're in the day of his power. And he says that who are the people that will be willing? Who? Yes, I will be willing. I will be willing. I will be willing. Hallelujah. You know, we're going to just look at, okay, what exactly, or how should I be in the day of his power? Or what should I do in the day of his power? What exactly am I supposed to do? You know, they are very simple things. You might have even heard them before, but you must just arm yourself with it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't forget, your people will offer themselves willingly in the day of his power. All right. Ephesians chapter 6, from verse 10 to 18. I like to read scriptures a lot. Scripture in scriptures is life. The word of God is very alive. So when you read it, just know that it comes alive in you. So we're going to read quite a number of scriptures. Amen.
Amen.
One of the ways that you can or you should be in the day of his power is to be fully kitted. That's already in Ephesians 6. Yeah, from verse 10. Finally, my brethren. NKJV, please. Thank you. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the
word of God.
All right, thank you. You're following me. Verse 18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. You know, Ephesians talks about the armor of God. So we must be fully kitted in the day of his power. You have to be fully kitted. You cannot be one that is not fully kitted. You have to. If not, you will not be willing. You will not be what? You will not be willing. Let's not forget Psalms 110, verse 3. Please don't go there. No, don't forget it. That's like our anchor scripture. So hold on to it. So if you really want to be willing in his day, then you have to be fully kitted. And I'm sure we've had Bible study on the armor of God. And we know that it's been thought that the armor of God is the word of God. Hallelujah. So you cannot joke with the word. You cannot joke with prayer. In his day, you cannot joke with those two things. Because we are in a warfare. Hallelujah. It might not, yes, it might not see a physical war, but there's constant war over your soul, over your thoughts, over your mind. And the only way you can overcome it is staying in the word and in prayer. You can't joke with where you feed from your local assembly. This is not the days to do that. Hallelujah. All right, another thing is that you must have a willing heart, always ready to give your all. Must be ready to give your all. These are not the days for us to not give our all. It's either you are for God or nothing. It's God or nothing. So you cannot say that you are for God and then at the same time a friend of the world. Hallelujah. Amen. So you have to give your all. If you don't give your all to Jesus, you cannot be willing. You can't. Because it's not 50-50, no. It's 100, 100, 100, 100. So it's all about Jesus. And you have to have a willing heart. Hallelujah. I think we read Matthew 22:37. I think we've read, the Luke rendition or so. Matthew 22:37. Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind." With everything. With everything. With everything. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 2. 2 Timothy 2. Yes, thank you. We're reading from verse 1 to 6. But I'll take it gradually. I'll let you know. Okay. "You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus." Verse 2. "And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also." Verse 3. "You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." Verse 4. "No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enlisted him as a..." Are we sleeping?
No.
"As a what?"
"Soldier."
"So who are you?"
"I'm a soldier."
"You're a soldier." "You're a soldier." Please leave it in number at verse 4. Thank you. "No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier." So you're a soldier, and you're not permitted to be entangled. You must please him who has called you. You have to please him. In the day of his power, you have to please him. You must be pleasing to him. He must always find pleasure in you. He must always find pleasure in you. Hallelujah. He must find pleasure. As in, your life must always bring forth pleasure to him. Amen. You must live according to the rules. Verse 5, please. "And also, if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the..." He is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. So you must live according to the rules. The instructions. Now, these are not the days for you to say that you are in the era of grace, and then you have become a spoiled child of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
These are the days where, let's just go. Titus 2. We'll see what grace actually is supposed to do to you. Titus 2. 11 and 12. All right. "For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. To all who?
All men.
To every one of us. It has appeared to every one of us. Now see verse 12. Look at what that grace is doing. Teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present age. So we are not just in an era of grace and then we are spoilt. No, we are in the era of grace, and that grace is teaching us this. It's teaching us to deny ungodliness, worldly lust. It's teaching us to live soberly, righteously, godly in this present age. So we must live by the rules. In the day of his power, you cannot live anyhow. You have to live by the rules, by the instructions. The instructions you are getting from this meeting, then you are going to take it back and you will live by it. The word must become flesh in you. Every word that you have heard here must become flesh in you. Like it must become your own. You are living it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we must live by the rules. We are not spoiled children, right?
Yes.
We are not spoiled children. So we will live by the rules. We will live by the instructions that God has given us. So that we will be willing in his day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We'll be willing. We'll be sold out to him. What are you doing with your life if you are not sold out for the Lord? In the day of his power, we are willing people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's finish 2 Timothy. I think we are in verse 6. The hardworking farmer must be forced to partake of the crops. Isaiah 1 verse 19 says that if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. So in the day of his power, you can actually also eat of the good of the land. Everything will be supplied unto you. Don't forget that all that we need is in the glory, right?
Yes.
We learned that yesterday, right? So once you are sown to Jesus, he will take care of you. He will do what? He will take care of you. Just live for him. Be willing in the day of his power. Be willing in the day of his power. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Please, let's go back to Psalm 110, verse 3. Amplify Classic, please. So I want us to now read this again with meaning. Psalm 110, verse 3. All right, please, can we read together? Your people will offer themselves willingly in the day of your power. Will it be forcefully?
No.
Nobody is going to force you. Now it is, you will do it willingly because you are God's people. So if you are actually God's people, no one should be forcing you to do that which God wants you to do. So anytime you see that your HOD is complaining always about you, I think you are not part of these God's people. Because it should just flow normally. If you are his people, if you are God's own, then you will willingly do that which you will offer yourself. You will offer everything. So let's read again. Your people will offer themselves willingly in the day of your power, in the beauty of holiness, and in holy out of the womb of the morning. To you will spring forth your young men who are as the dew. Do we believe God's word?
Yes.
Can we pray? Can we just ask God? No, make a commitment that you will indeed follow him. And you will do that which he has commanded. You will be willing in the day of his power. I will be willing in the day of his power. I will be willing in the day of your power, oh God. I will. Yes, Jesus, we will, Father. Radivele dosh, Araga basufendile gedeborogodus. Hantu velia dosha. Rabba baba baba basha. Mandegede bogodus. Arosha pandele gedeborogodus.